Destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Far out in the uncharted sea of space, Rocky and his fighters tried desperately to rout Gorg's fleet. When all seems lost, they see the giant troop ships scatter and head for home. Unaware of Gorg's latest plan to attack Earth, Rocky orders the fighters to harass the fleet all the way to Venus. Then he tries to contact Yan and Ann without success. Unbeknown to Rocky, they are inspecting the damage to their fighter thousands of miles to the north of the Blue Streak. Standing on the outside hull of their ship, Anne's face is aghast as Yan says,
"We cannot repair it, Anne. The tail fins and rocket tubes have been blown off. This is the end for us, I'm afraid."
"Oh, no, it isn't. The ship will keep on flying even though it is badly damaged. All we have to do is wait until we're found."
"That is not very likely. It is immense out here. You could search for years and not find us. No, Anne."
"Yan? Yan, there's someone on our ship."
"What?"
"Someone on the ship."
"Where? I cannot see anyone."
"There is, I tell you. I can feel eyes watching me."
"Anne, my dear, there is nothing within miles of us."
"There are people here."
"Then why can we not see them?"
"I don't know."
"What is it?"
"Yan, something touched me. I'll swear it."
"You said that before."
Something touched me on the arm."
"Anne, stop it at once or you'll become hysterical. There's no one here, believe me."
"But Yan, I know that..."
"If there was someone, we would be able to see them. Am I not right?"
"Yes. And yet I..."
"Look around you."
"Oh, I couldn't."
"Anne, there is no one there." "Come now, this is not like you. You are trembling. What is it?"
"I don't know."
"What is wrong with you?"
"No, you're telling me. You won't believe me. Let's go back inside the ship quickly."
"Very well. Although you are silly to be afraid of nothing."
"Hurry, Yan."
"No, you must not."
"I want to run."
"No, you might float off into space. See that at least you have one of your gravity boots on the hull of the ship."
"I'll be careful. Only please, hurry. Oh, I wish Rocky were here."
"He is thousands of miles from us. He will have written us off as dead."
"No, he won't. He'll be searching for us. I hope he gets here before it's too late. Oh, let's get back inside the ship and lock ourselves in."
"Okay, call me a wet blanket, a downpour, but I'm facing facts. Anne and Yan are gunners. They must be. Look, us and five other fighters been looking around for days and there's not a trace of them."
"Oh, don't be downhearted, Mitch.
They've collected something bad and we all know it."
"I think there's a good chance of finding them alive."
"Who do you think you're kidding
on? Now cut out the moaning and you keep your eye on that radar."
"Oh, that's good coming from you. I've had my eye glued to them screens while I'm seeing things." "Oh, look, Rocky, we're only wasting time. If they were still alive, they would have contacted us."
"Well, their transmitter could be damaged."
"Yeah, well, I bet that ain't the only thing that's damaged either. I've got an empty feeling in my stomach that, well, they've been blown to pieces."
"And I'm just as confident that they're all right."
"Of all the stubborn guys that ever was, you're the worst. As plain as the nose on my face, the gunners. Look, I tell you, we'll never find them, not in a million years."
"Hey, Rocky, what is that on the port there, Doc?"
"On the port? I can't see nothing."
"There is a tiny speck there, up in the corner."
"Hmm?
My gosh, it could be a spaceship."
"Yeah, and it could be a star."
"Oh, don't be crazy."
"Curse us, Arif. Fuck these Nogrob. Last few attempts have made rebel."
"I was right. Cole says it is a spaceship on our port."
"Good.
He wants to know whether we will investigate."
"Oh, you're darn tootin' we will."
"Tell the other fighters to follow us, Muller. Stop the gyros. Stand by to change course." "It's one of our fighters, all right, Mitch."
"Yahoo, I bet a million it's them."
"Is it badly damaged, Rocky?"
"Well, we're too far away at the moment to see much. Although from the image on the radar, it looks as though their tailpiece has been blown off."
"Say, that's really bad, pal."
"Well, it could be a lot worse."
"Oh, not much. Most probably dead anyway. Must be, ought to be outside in the hull of the ship."
"Well, we'll soon know."
"How come?"
"I'm going to run the Blue Streak alongside that fighter."
"Okay, that'll..." "You what?"
"You heard, Mitch. I'm going in as close as I can, then reduce speed and fly parallel to it."
"Listen, you're crazy."
"No, I can do it."
"You crash into him unless you're careful."
"All right, attach safety harness. Stop the gyros."
"All the crazy loons, Rocky. You can't do this. Look, we'll hit that ship and then both of us will be blown up."
"Stand by to reduce speed."
"Oh, look, hold your horses, Rocky. I won't let you do this. It's crummy. Next thing you'll be saying that we will hop aboard that freighter and see what's wrong, eh?"
How'd you get? That's exactly what I intend doing.
Oh, no.
We'll work out the speed of that ship, then reduce our own and run alongside. Call up the other fighters and tell them to stand by, Marla. All right, get to work, Mitch. We haven't much time.
Quickly, Mitch works out the approximate speed of the crippled fighter, and Rocky begins reducing his speed. As the followed rockets roar, the giant blue streak trembles violently. Closer and closer, Rocky edges his ship toward the fighter.
Hey, watch your step, Rocky. Watch it, or we'll crash into it.
No, we won't.
We will, I tell you. We're too close.
We're staying where we are.
Oh, you bastard, dude. Swing it away.
Stop your yelling. We're quite safe. We have to be as close as this, otherwise we'll never board that ship.
Sure, I know. What? Well, you don't mean we're really going to board it.
Listen, Mitch, you know perfectly well we are. Marla, give me a speed reading.
100,000. Steady.
It'll have to knock her back a bit. We're creeping past that fighter. Stand by to fire the fired rockets. 3, 2, 1, fire!
That is it, Rocky.
Yeah, we're flying neck and neck.
Good. Cut the gyros, Marla. Now, into our outer spacesuit. We'll soon find out whether Anne and Yan are alive.
Don't jump to conclusions, Mitch. I'll swing this ladder across onto their fighter.
Pal, got a problem. They were halfway across, and the two ships dive off in opposite directions.
Well, how can they? The lock gyros will hold them on their course. They'll fly on forever this way, unless, of course, we alter our speed or direction.
Of course, the ladder could always slip and toss us into space.
You would think of that.
Well, it could happen.
No, it can't possibly, Mitch. There are big gravity pads on each end. They'll hold it to the hulls. Well, the ladder's set. I'll go across first, then you come, Mitch. You stay on the blue streak, Marla.
Yeah, and holler for help if we bump trouble. Off you go, Rocky, and watch your step.
He will come to no harm.
Yeah, you never know, chicken, what might be waiting for us in that spot. Hey, careful, Rocky. You nearly fell there.
I'm all right. I'll be across soon.
Then I have to go over. Oh, boy.
Behave, Mitch. You are not as afraid as you pretend.
Hey, everybody, look, every time I come outside a spaceship, my stomach goes plunkety, 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 plunk. That ain't natural to do this sort of thing.
Come on over, Mitch.
Okay. Now, listen, Mal, if we bump trouble, you dash back into the blue streak and call up them Venusian boys out there, right?
I will, yes.
Well, they'll know what to do. And don't you take no risk, neither. Oh, well, this is it. If I fall off of this ladder, I'm going to be as mad as mad.
I hope you find Jan and Em unharmed.
Well, Rocky, my boy, they ain't in the airlock chamber.
Oh, you're right. But cheer up, Mitch. You sound as though they're dead.
Yeah, well, you think the same, too, only you won't see it.
Listen, I'm thinking nothing of the sort.
Oh, Bucky, what are you fooling me for? Sure you are.
Now, listen, don't worry. I just know that they'll be in the control cabin.
Look, Rocky, maybe we won't like what we see there. Look, it's as plain as the nose of my face. When their tailpiece was blown off, well, they got there.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
I know it, yeah. But the whole setup aboard this ship tells me so. The outside door was open, wasn't it?
Well, that doesn't mean...
Look, if they was alive, they'd have closed it.
Look, Mitch, it's no use our behaving this way. Come on. Let's go up into the control cabin.
Yeah, I guess we'd better. Well, we'd better be careful, huh?
Uh-huh.
We gotta know sooner or later what's going on.
Yes, you're right at that. Listen, close that outside door and I'll open the airlock.
Okay, just a sec.
Well, here we go. Come on.
Look, Rocky. I don't think I'm funny around like that, but I can't. I'll have to wait.
Mitch.
Look,
Mitch, come on.
Rocky, look, I couldn't bear... Well, the fine Anne did.
Listen, we don't know that she is.
Oh, stop trying to cheer me up, will you? Look, it's no use kidding ourselves. Them two are finished. Must be, otherwise they'd been down to meet us.
Well, they could be hurt, of course. I mean, well, perhaps they're unconscious.
They ain't, Rocky, and what's more...
We won't find out anything standing here, Mitch. Now, come on. I'll climb up first.
Okay. On your way, then. Guess I'll be right behind you.
All right. And don't be too downhearted, Mitch.
But I can't help it. Oh, look, why do we ever have to come to Venus?
Great Scott!
Hey, what is it?
Mitch! Mitch, up here, quickly!
Hey, are they sitting there laughing at us?
No, they're not. They're not aboard the ship.
What do you say? Giggling grasshoppers, not aboard!
No, Mitch. They've vanished.
Wide with amazement, Rocky and Mitch look around the cabin and then stare at each other, their hearts filled with fear. Where are Anne and Jan? And what of Gorg's plan to attack the Earth? Will it succeed while Rocky searches for his missing friends? There are startling developments ahead in the next chapters of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.